for funding, don't they?
That's absolutely correct, Jamie. This program joins a number of other programs like the Court Reporters or even the Child Care Reimbursement Program, where they've just run out of money.
Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda Gillespie is a reporter for WUIS and Illinois Issues Magazine. I'm Jamie Dunn.
I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. 9 degrees outside the studios here. Winds out of the northwest at about 2 miles an hour, so not much of a wind chill there, but there will be throughout the day as those winds should pick up to 15 to 20 miles an hour, and we'll have wind chill readings at 15 to 20 below. That for today, and then tonight a lot cooler. It'll be blustery. The winds will stay out of the northwest, but we'll drop our temperatures this evening down to about 4 below and put our readings for wind chills at 15 to 25 below zero. A quick look at the numbers in Chicago show the trade in the corn pit down 2.5 cents for the lead option March. December contract at 2.75 lower. March beans are down 6.5, and November's at 7.25 lower for the day. Bean meal is down 2.50. Bean oil 21 cents lower. Live cattle off 47.5. Feeders are unchanged. Lean hogs are down 32.5, and the soft red winter wheat in the March contract is unchanged on the day. The hard red is down a penny and a quarter. We'll take a more complete look at those numbers in just a moment. Let's check the full forecast now with agricultural meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Bitter cold conditions will continue to dominate a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next few days, and we're going to have to deal with a major winter storm as we move into the weekend as well. The first problem is going to occur tonight and tomorrow night. There are areas from central Illinois into west central Ohio that are snow-free or nearly snow-free, and temperatures will be dropping below zero. Overnight lows tonight and tomorrow night will likely be in the negative single-digit readings in much of the lower Midwest. There will be a few temperatures getting down into the range of minus 13 to around minus 9 across a part of the northern sections of the lower Midwest, from northern Illinois into parts of northern Ohio. The cold air will be significant enough to cause some damage to winter wheat that is not protected. Now, the area that is completely snow-free is relatively small, just to the north of the east central sections of Illinois and just to the north of the west central sections of Indiana. These areas have no snow on the ground. This morning we'll get none before we get involved with the colder air tonight. And we are also looking at some erratic light coverage of snow in other areas surrounding this region. Now, Illinois and Indiana represent about 5% of the nation's total wheat production each year, and so only a very small portion of that will likely be vulnerable to damage overnight tonight. But nevertheless, the temperatures will get low enough to be a concern for some of those areas I've identified. In addition to that, there's still a lot of concern about cold weather coming up into the next couple of nights in the southern parts of the U.S., including the Florida citrus country, where both citrus and sugar cane could be damaged by freezing temperatures, especially Friday morning. But that's not all of the adversity that we have to deal with. There's going to be another major winter storm impacting portions of the Midwest as we move from Friday into Sunday. During that time period, we're going to encounter a very significant precipitation event that will produce widespread rain that's going to be in the range of 2 to 4 inches in portions of the region just south of the Ohio River, impacting most of Kentucky and Tennessee and parts of the northern U.S. Delta. Those areas will likely see this precipitation event as a threat for low-lying areas where flooding could cause some damage to winter wheat as well as some personal property. just to the north of this, heavy rain is going to be widespread freezing rain and snow. It will impact a big portion of the Midwest, mostly the southern and eastern parts of the region, and we'll expect to see snow accumulations run from 4 to 10 inches across parts of this region, and we'll also expect to see some banding of freezing rain occurring between the heavy rain event and the heavy snow event. Most of the snow of significance will occur from Kansas into parts of southern Michigan and northwestern Ohio. These areas will see the greatest amounts of snowfall, and I may be a little bit high on the accumulation rate. We'll watch the situation rather closely over the next day or two. We may see amounts more in the range of 4 to 8 inches, but nevertheless, travel across the region will be horrendous as we have to deal with this particular storm system. Once the storm is out of the way, another surge of bitter cold air will come into the northern portions of the Midwest, and that will be with us as we move on into the late part of the weekend and on into the early portion of next week. After that, hopefully, we'll start to see some kind of warming tendency across the region and perhaps a little more peaceful weather as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Our thanks to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast. Again, in Chicago at this hour, futures are lower. The corn pit down about 2 to 2.25 cents. Soybeans are up around 6 to 8. Wheat futures off 0.75 cents. Bean meal $1.90 lower. Bean oil down 27 cents. Live cattle futures down around 15. And the feeders are up about 40 cents. Lean hogs are down 25 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and why the trade is moving today is Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, let's go through something that happened yesterday in the trade, especially for the soybeans. There was a really nice pop-up, I think, on 17 to 18 cents or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I wasn't convinced with all that I read in the marketplace and on the websites about why this happened. Do you have any theories?
Yes, I do. And like you, I was not convinced either. Going home yesterday, my intention was to come in this morning and see what the open interest figures looked like, because with yesterday's performance, it could have been either short covering with people that were being intimidated by the continued rally and they were just blowing out of the short positions, or was it new buying with people that needed some coverage on the books for some reason. So when I come in this morning and I look at the open interest figures and I see a little bit of a swell in both beans and meal open interest, it probably tells me that it's the logistics argument with people trying to find an alternate source of some coverage. So they came to the board and said, give me some beans and give me some meal. If this logistics issue, which has been hampering the West Coast for an extended period of time now, really is a concern, I probably need to diversify my source of both beans and product, so I'll just go to the board and get some coverage made. This morning I hear that there's probably a few thousand extra bean contracts of open interest and a similar number of meals. So that's the story, and I'm going to stick to it.
All right. So and this is usually the case, I think, that this little logistic issue is really a meal-led rally. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, I think it's been a mixed bag lately, because I think the price of our meal has been cheap enough that China has been able to source meal cheaper than it can buy our beans and process them. So I think in this particular instance that is correct, but it's been a teeter-totter affair.
All right, and then at the moment in Chicago, futures are failing just a bit, down, what, 8 cents in the soybeans. What's happening today?
Sure, I think maybe yesterday's rally might have been enough, and I think the corn and the wheat guys are mildly disappointed because we had nice gains early, faded to some minor losses late, so that's a little bit of a disappointment. We're going to need to find a leader, and right now we just don't have one.
And when you begin to think about crop insurance, what are you telling folks that are calling in at this time?
Be patient until we get the final numbers. We're getting pretty close to it right now, but we've got another 10 days or better. Once we get that number hard and fast, we'll probably reduce some of our earlier hedge coverage that we've done with maybe some options or some futures, and rely on our crop insurance a little bit more aggressively. But until we know the number, we're not making any major adjustments at this time.
And finally, your view of the rest of the trade in Chicago for today.
I think realistically a little bit of a back and fill is in order, and then we'll see how they want to deal with the weekend and the cold temperatures that are coming down the pipe.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, joins us on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the trade in Chicago at the CME Group, where March corn now down 2.25 cents is at $3.87 and a quarter. December at 418 and a half, down 2. March soybeans $10 even, down 7 cents, and November contract at 977 and 3 quarters, 8 and a half lower. March bean meal at 340.20, down 2.10. Bean oil at $32, down 32 cents. Wheat futures in the soft red at 534 and 3 quarters are unchanged. The live cattle in the April at $150.87 and a half, down at 15 for the day. And the feeder cattle at 201.80 are 35 cents higher. Lean hogs at $65.20 are $1.20 lower. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It will be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. For the weather forecast, we'll see partly sunny skies today, a chance of flurries. It'll be cold, near temperatures for the day, about 7 degrees, 9 outside our studios now. Northwest winds at 15 to 20. That'll take us to wind chill readings at 10 below to 20 below zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, blustery, a low of 4 below. Actual temperature, northwest winds at 15 to 20. They'll gust to 30. Wind chills for this evening, 15 below to 25 below zero. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of just 7 degrees on a northwest wind at 10 to 15. The lowest wind chill readings, 15 to 25 below, will occur tomorrow morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Good morning. The beheading of Egyptian workers in Libya by a group calling itself the Islamic State suggests the group, or at least the brand, is spreading beyond its territory in Iraq and Syria. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. The White House is hosting a summit on homegrown terrorism. One possible way to prevent it, community outreach. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Minneapolis, self-identified ISIS recruiters are preying on young immigrant Somalis. That city unveils a pilot program today aimed at countering extremist messages. Plus, across the country, parents have been arrested for letting their children go places all by themselves. The blurry line between independence and neglect. It's Wednesday, February 18th. Dr. Dre turns 50 today. The news is next.